you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So Maundy Thursday. What does Maundy mean? Anybody here speak Latin? Maundy comes from the word mandatum, which means command. And Jesus has commanded his disciples to go out, to love one another, and to show that love to the wider world. And he demonstrated at that last meal, which you'll notice is not what Luke or Mark or Matthew have as a last meal. They have communion be the last meal. But in John, that takes place in chapter 6. Instead, this act of service. Now think about it. Jesus is supposedly the big kahuna. He's the Messiah. He's the king. Why should he be washing other people's feet? Now, in our society, we wear shoes, and most often socks in those shoes. But back in the first century, people wore sandals, and people did not have paved roads or paved sidewalks. They had dirt roads and dirt paths, and that led to a lot of dust being kicked up. So when someone came into another person's home, it was an act of a good host to wash his or her guest's feet. That is what Jesus was doing. He was showing hospitality to the disciples. Jesus is also showing that that was the kind of leader he was. So if you read my Lenten reflection today, you may have thought about the question I posed. Has somebody asked you, may I help you? Have you heard that phrase before? Most likely, you've heard it in a restaurant. But has anyone asked you that question? And what has been your thought, even if you've invited it? Just how much help did you want to extend? How would you feel if someone in need, a friend or family member, came and said, can I help you? Can you lend me a few $1,000s? How would you feel if they asked you to do something that would inconvenience you or might lead to physical harm? You might feel it was an imposition. And as I said earlier in the day, I am not going to judge you. Those are normal reactions. But Jesus doesn't worry about the costs of offering service. Just remember, in just a couple of days, Jesus is going to be nailed to the cross. And according to our liturgical calendar, it is going to be in less than 24 hours. And according to John, Jesus knew what was coming. So think about that. Jesus knew on the eve of his execution what was going to happen. And what did he do? Did he seek to satisfy his own needs? Did he seek to assuage his fears? Did he go out and read a book that he loved? And they didn't have movies in the first century, but did he do the equivalent of that? Did he go out to a good play? Do you want to go to a good restaurant? No, what Jesus did was think about his friends. He wanted to offer them instruction, but he was also offering them comfort. When you come to the table in just a few minutes to share in the Lord's Supper, please remember that in our tradition, this is a symbolic meal. The elements are not going to change into blood or body, but they are representative of God's hospitality. And I feel I need to stress this, and I don't do it often enough, but at the table when I preside, it is not my table. It is not the church's table. This is Jesus' table. So when you come to this table, please do so with an open heart. Do so with a willingness and a readiness to welcome Jesus into your life. Do so firm in the knowledge that God loves you. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the burdens that are placed upon us for the cost of service to your people. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.